News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
. 60% of adults in Ireland are overweight or obese, while more than 7 in 10 of us say they've been put off trying to lose weight, according to a new survey commissioned by Slimming World. We're joined by Helen Heenan, consultant bariatric surgeon, professor of surgery at St Vincent's Hospital and University College Dublin. Helen, are you remotely surprised by this survey?
Good morning, Shane. No, I'm not at all surprised by the findings in the survey that many people, I suppose, are put off trying to lose weight, given that their attempts before have probably been unsuccessful. So there's a real apathy, you know, throughout the year for people to lose weight, particularly, and the study highlighted that it was younger people, you know, in the age bracket, 30s and early 40s. But I still think there's every reason, particularly at this time of year, for people to attempt to make healthy lifestyle changes to their diet and lifestyle, which would be beneficial to their weight and their health.
Yeah. So, I mean, advice to people starting out the new year, because, look, I think we've probably all eaten and overindulged a little bit much over Christmas. And look, you've been on the show before talking to us about the overall impact, the cost of obesity. Mm-hmm. But I suppose breaking it down to a micro level for this morning, what should people be thinking?
I suppose there's different advice for different groups of people in a way. I said, everybody's encouraged to adopt healthy lifestyle changes. So changes to eat as healthy a diet as possible and to be as active as possible. The survey was interesting and highlighted, I suppose, the prevalence of overweight is over 60% in Ireland. And most worrisome was the prevalence of obesity in kids or overweight in kids. I suppose the most worrisome part of all of that is that a significant proportion of those people live with obesity, and they're different. So all 60% of people with overweight aren't ill from their weight, but the proportion who are in trouble in terms of their health. So the complications of weight in people who live with severe obesity, that's where weights are, you know, dramatically higher. That's a really worrisome group, and that particular group needs obesity treatment. They don't just need lifestyle advice and lifestyle changes. That's not enough for someone who lives with severe obesity. So that particular group of people, the commercial slimming clubs and things like that, just aren't enough. They're definitely important and they will make some changes, but they need more. You know, it's not different to telling someone with high blood pressure that it's okay to just cut down on salt and walk more. That's not enough to treat very high blood pressure. They need blood pressure medication. Yeah. So people with severe obesity do need obesity treatment, and that comes in several forms. It can be obesity medications. If they're ineffective or people can't access them for the time they need, then bariatric surgery is another option. And both of those obesity treatments are very cost effective in people who live with severe obesity and the complications. I think the diet and lifestyle changes are most successful at prevention. So people who currently have a normal weight would be highly encouraged to keep their weight normal by adhering to a healthy diet and being as active as possible. And people in the overweight category are at risk of severe obesity and all the illnesses that go along with living with extra weight. So those people need to be really careful in terms of their diet to prevent progressing to obesity.
Where do you stand on Ozempic? I mean, obviously, it's a huge breakthrough. Is there any danger, though, that it kind of is seen as a panacea for all our ills?
I don't think it's a danger. I think it's a wonderful drug. It's brilliant that there is such an effective treatment for severe obesity. It's by no means a panacea. It's not a magic bullet, but it's a really important and effective treatment for a number of people with severe obesity. Not everybody. We know that 1 in 3 don't respond to it. We can predict that those people in advance, you need to treat people and see who responds, stop the drug in those who aren't responding to it. And we don't know why some people with severe obesity don't respond. So not everybody responds in the same way. Actually, only 1 in 3 get a very good result from obesity medications like Wegovy or Ozempic, which is semaglutide. It's a wonderful drug. It has many benefits in not just terms of reducing weight, but improving health. So it can affect all the complications of obesity in a positive way. And evidence is emerging on a monthly basis as to the many wide-ranging benefits of Ozempic, many of which are driven through weight loss.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Helen Heenan, consultant bariatric surgeon, professor of surgery at St Vincent's Hospital and University College Dublin. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.